Hey, quite well.
Come along, friend, if we have to.
Heard you quite well.
It is, sir. Not always possible to manage to speak very well. I suppose it is to be expected. The atmosphere is sometimes more difficult than conditions. They are very bold, but today I have hope to speak for a little while to you because I am particularly interested in this book that you are hoping to present to the world.
Yes.
And I have been working a great deal for a long time in the background for this, though I do not make the habit to come and to speak. I am very busy in assisting from the scientific work that has to be put into everything to make possible the communication and the reading of the voice box, everything that is essential to the reproduction of the messages that come from the various sources on this side, the apparatus that has to be built from the ectoplasm and also from the atmosphere condition that prevail at the time of such a session as this. So much is obscure to people of Earth in regard to this principle which makes possible communication between our world and yours. So little is known about it. There have been various individuals who have endeavored, who have tried to describe or to depict what happens, how it is brought into being, how it is made possible, and that the so-called dead may manifest so that the people of Earth can hear once again the reproduction of the voice of the persons near and dear to them, and to individuals who come who may not be a relation but who have a message to deliver of some importance. We do not know, of course, many things from the point of view of being able to describe them. What I am trying to convey to you is this, that though we build from ectoplasm a replica of the vocal organs which are necessary for speech in your world so that you can understand the thoughts of one another, in doing this artificially, we have to contend with untold difficulties. The reproduction of the vocal organs in themselves is in itself a great responsibility, a great feat in itself, because not only have we to reproduce them from the ectoplasm, which is supplied chiefly by the medium, but also we have to keep renewing and stabilizing. In other words, we have to keep them active. We have to keep them in solidified form sufficiently to be able to be used for any length of time. All the time there is replenishment of power, a replenishment of the ectoplasm, and the keeping them in a condition whereby they can be used to vibrate your atmosphere, to create sound. It is all, as you know, artificially reproduced. And what people cannot understand is that in reproducing artificially sound, because it is artificially reproduced, it is an impossible thing always to to reproduce identically the tonal quality of a voice which no longer has the same body, nor is no longer using the same vocal organs. That is where perhaps the most difficulty comes from the point of view of people in your world understanding and comprehending fully. Often we can reproduce personality according, of course, again to the individual who is coming, as to whether they are in themselves a strong personality. If they can simulate remembrance of past self, you see, it is not only a matter of being able to remember and reproduce thoughts appertaining to incidents of long ago, which in themselves help to present evidence to support our claim, but also at the same time to be able to set one's personality so much that one can create again or recreate artificially one's remembrance of old self with personality, and not only personality alone, but the actual sound or the timbre of the voice. It is extraordinarily difficult to do all these things. You see, we are not doing just one thing when one is communicating, but one is having to do several things. One is having to present something which in itself is alive. I mean, for instance, I speak to you, you hear my voice, it is sound, it travels and reaches you, vibrates your atmosphere. As I set myself and my personality, so you receive to some degree my reproduction of my old earthly self. That we cannot tell how much may be lost. We cannot tell how much may be badly reproduced. For while we are doing this, although we are conscious of your presence naturally and we are conscious of the conditions under which we work, we cannot at the same time realize fully all that is being achieved. Neither are we fully conscious at that time while we are concentrating on ourselves and concentrating on the reproduction of our voice and the thoughts that we wish to relate to you. Neither can we be expected always to be conscious all the time of your thoughts. When we are, as it were, not stressing or striving to communicate with you, we are more conscious, as it were, of your thoughts, of what you are thinking and trying to convey, even though you are not speaking, because it is not necessary, of course, from our point of view, for you to enunciate words and vibrate the atmosphere and sound, to create sound for us to know what you are thinking. Because thoughts in themselves, though they are not registered on the atmosphere, to us can be very real things. In other words, we are more conscious of what is going on within you than you could ever hope to be conscious of what is going on with us, or what we are trying to convey, even though we are communicating with you. There is great complication in all these things. And you must remember these, and those particularly who read your book must take this into consideration. There will be those who, obviously, even those who should know better, those who will criticize and say, oh, well, how do we know it was this particular person who was conveying this message? It could have been someone else, it could have been even the subconscious mind of the medium, or it could have been wishful thinking. In fact, you will always find many excuses, many other explanations brought forward, often from people who either do not want to believe because it suits them to think otherwise, and even those who should accept and should be in a position to understand, for various motives best known to themselves, will decry the truth that we give. You see, in your book, which I am very interested in, and which in a way I feel I have some part in, from the point of view that I have been assisting in the building and the making possible of the use of the voice box for this, I am very conscious of the fact that there will be criticism, because there will be those who will say, although the messages in themselves are interesting and are helpful in some instances to some people, there will be those who will say it lacks evidential value. But you see, you cannot very well put evidence in a book. Evidence is something that an individual must receive personally, by experience, by that personal contact which that alone and only that can give to them the proof. The individual proof is something that every person must have for themselves. This book that we have written, which has been written, is a book which must be accepted from the point of view that it is the message of the Spirit, it is the word of the Spirit, it is the philosophy and the realization of truth of the Spirit. We are not concerned in this book so much with personal evidence, because how can we give personal evidence to individuals who we have no hope, no possibility possibly even of making a personal contact with? Those who want the evidence of personal contact, then it is for them to seek the opportunity by arranging to sit with instruments who in themselves can supply that personal evidence. Our book is not concerned with the personal. It is concerned with the world. It is concerned with humanity, that they shall receive the inspiration and the truth of the Spirit, which is contained within its covers. Those who will criticize, and there will be no doubt many, will criticize, as I've already said, for various motives, for various reasons. But nevertheless, there will be many, many people who will be relieved to know that at least there are some on this side who are anxious to bring to the world spiritual truth, spiritual insight, spiritual awareness and consciousness of the things that are important and vital that affect all humanity. That is it. Our book is for all who are ready to receive. For those who will argue that it contains little or no evidence of survival, that is something which we do not even in a sense profess to give. Only perhaps the tapes or the recordings themselves with the personality of the individual behind them and the idiosyncrasies that they may be able to bring through in their voice or the peculiarities which were natural to them in some instances, not in all, according to the individual who is communicating, because some may not be able to communicate so well. But what is important is that the message of the truth of survival, the message of the Spirit, the realization of the power of the Spirit and what it can achieve, and to bring illumination and light into the darkness of your world, to those minds who are ready to perceive and to accept, that is our book, that is our work. For those who seek the trivial, for those who seek the personal, for those who seek the individual personal proof which they must get and can only receive by personal contact, they may not be able to appreciate our effort or what we are trying to do or what we have achieved. We are not so concerned with those people. We are concerned, of course, have you bear in mind with all the people. But what I am trying to convey is that we are not so worried if there are some who discard it and who do not accept it. We must expect that. If they are not ready, if they are not open to receive truth, then we realize that they have yet to go on a certain level which is essential for them to learn the introductory, you might say, experience which we have passed long ago. Those who are seeking the individual and the personal, I would suggest that they sit with various mediums and build up their own evidence gradually but surely. And then when they have received that, then they will be ready for this which we are offering to them. I don't want you to be distressed, my friends, if you receive some setbacks and some disappointments, because that is to be expected, that you must expect. It is natural, because you are going to deal in some instances with peoples whose minds are so materialistic that they cannot possibly conceive or perceive of this truth. They are not yet prepared, nor ready, nor able to receive. It will be like trying to expect a small child to be able to read an essay that has been written by a professor. They are only in the stage of learning the ABC, the language. They cannot understand the words. They cannot understand the meaning. Do not be, therefore, unduly distress if you do receive, as you will, even from some people who do understand and do know, but who from personal motive or personal prejudice will try to discredit that which we have endeavored to do through you. We are grateful for everything that you have endeavored and everything that you have done, for it has been a work, a labor of love, of patience, and great energy, mental and physical, has been required to bring this into an achievement, into a fact. We are conscious that your love and your cooperation has brought about this work that we have done. And I would like to think that it is perhaps the beginning of greater things, that the door of illumination may be pushed even a little further open, and that those who are standing on the threshold shall see a little further into the glorious world of the Spirit that awaits them. For that step that has been taken, and that door that has been set ajar, can soon, with love and patience and perseverance by all concerned, be thrust wide open, that many may enter, and they shall then begin to realize and see and know and understand the true meaning of the power and the love of the Spirit, and what it really means and what it really can achieve. Love, as you have often been told by so many in different ways, is the key that unlocks all doors. Your love has unlocked the door between our world and yours, and we are grateful to you for all that patience and all that love that you have shown us. If our efforts achieve what we hope they will achieve, we shall be satisfied, but we shall go on with your love and cooperation to do other things. This book will go forward, of that I know. It will receive much, much success in certain quarters. But do not worry if in some quarters it is given little notice and shown little effect.
Friend, please will you give us your name, because we would like to thank you personally.
My name is Professor Gini. But that is sufficient. My name is unimportant, as so many have told you when you have asked them their names, what is your name? And they sometimes say, well, reluctantly, my name is this or that. But we've always said to you, and I say this on behalf of all of us here, whoever has been to you, whoever has spoken to you, whatever has been their message, though we have given our name, in some instances the name particularly does not matter. It is a message. It is the context of what we have to give to the world. It is the love that we pour into your world with the hope that it will uplift it and make it change, make it see and realize that within itself is the power to overcome all things and to open the door to illumination and spiritual awareness and consciousness and truth, to bring the blessing of the Great Spirit among his children, that they may dwell in peace and in love. This is our task and our work and our message. Our names are in themselves unimportant. If our names are given and it bears any weight and has any effect that is good for our work, then we are grateful and pleased. But in itself, the name is a little consequence. I was a student of this truth too. I studied it and I found and came to my own conclusions. The realization of this truth was made fully aware to me while yet in the body. There are many things that puzzle me as they must always puzzle. For there is no such thing as what you would call 100% possibly, 100% communication. For we must remember that we are always dealing with thought. The power of thought, the power of being able by thought to transmit the message which comes from our realm of spirit. And utilizing as we do the human element, there are bound sometimes to be difficulties, there are bound sometimes to be even discrepancies. There is no such thing as 100% instrument. There would be those in your world who would like to think so. But we know that so much depends on so many different conditions. So much is complex, even now, even to us on this side when we communicate. We are ever fully aware of all the complications and difficulties, that we achieve the results that we do, that we achieve the success that we do. I consider is in itself a wonderful thing. But I say this, and I say it with all my strength, that where there are those in your world who seek with sincerity and love in their hearts, who give their time and make that effort to make it possible for us to meet them, to make it possible for us to commune with them, to give our message to the world, that will bring comfort and realization of truth more fully understood and appreciated, and then, when having found it, endeavor in their own lives to demonstrate it, to bring about a newer, greater realization of God's will and purpose among the children of the earth, to bring that peace which can only come from spiritual awareness and consciousness of truth and its reality. When we have achieved, when we do achieve these things, then indeed are we happy, and then indeed are we satisfied, then indeed are we assured that we are fulfilling the work, the mission that has been given us to do. We are doing all within our power to help, to guide, to uplift humanity, to take from you the fear which is so prevalent in your world, and put in its place knowledge, to put in its place that realization that all is well, to those who understand, to those who fully are conscious of the mission of the Spirit. You have great possibilities even yet to do greater things. Do not think that with this one book all is finished. It is but the beginning. And who knows, if you are given the time, if you are given the years of earth life to do more, you shall do it. And I am sure that you will, and achieve great things from it. We are waiting for a second book. Anyway, there is much time.
Did I know you on earth?
No, friend. You do not know me at all.
No.
May God bless you and continue.
Thank you very, very
to do
much.
The work.
Thank
and
you.
Know that we are with you all the way.
Thank you.
Goodbye, and
goodbye.
God bless you.
Thank
au revoir.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Jim,
yeah,
thank you for the very much.
I think he said he was Professor Geely.
Geely?
Sounds like that to me.
Professor Geely.
Oh, well, look, thank you, Mickey, very much, and I just couldn't catch it.
Geely or Geely or something.
I'll look him up.
Thank you.
Bye, Mickey, bless you.